In one of the few interviews since resigning from the New York Times, Jason Blair told the New York Observer that he had fooled some of the most brilliant people in journalism. Blair resigned earlier this month, shortly before the Times reported he had fabricated or plagiarized dozens of stories. Commentator Joe Davidson believes Blair's race has been overemphasized in the coverage of the story.
Since the Jason Blair scandal broke, there's been a rush to blame affirmative action. Because the reporter is black, many have assumed the paper's diversity program is the culprit. Blaming diversity for Blair's fraud obscures more fundamental issues, including his ethics and management's accountability. Yet the focus on affirmative action would be a bit more understandable if we heard similar talk about white privilege when white journalists go astray. R. Foster Winans was fired from the Wall Street Journal and later convicted because he took money in connection with his work. Stephen Glass, a next New Republic writer, was charged with fabricating stories. Mike Barnicle, a former Boston Globe columnist, was charged with plagiarism and fabrication. Where were the insinuations about the entrenched system of white privilege then? Hal Raines, the Times executive editor, indicated he may have given Blair one chance too many because he is black. That proved to be the wrong thing to do. But it's also wrong for good old white boy networks to play favorites. If it's fair to indict the Times diversity program for Blair's deceit, it's also fair to hold white privilege accountable for the sins of white reporters. Yet that simply is not done. In America, an informal but very valuable support system has long given white people a racial preference they seem loath to acknowledge. That privilege exists as much in journalism as anywhere else. The contacts, the references, the school connections, the mentors, the role models, the personal relationships, all these things provide a white advantage that affirmative action tries to balance. Effective, well-constructed diversity programs are needed to overcome the long-standing favoritism whites have enjoyed. Editors use affirmative action because they know it's good journalism and good business for newsrooms to reflect the nation's ethnic rainbow. They simply cannot adequately cover America with homogeneous staffs. Yet the American Society of Newspaper Editors says African Americans still comprise just 5.3% of the nation's newspaper journalists, less than half the percentage of the U.S. population. The track record with other minority groups is hardly better. And while the Times says Blair came to the paper through an internship program that was then being used to improve diversity, the paper's managing editor says that program actually promoted more white recruits than black ones to full-time staff positions. Diversity programs should be open to examination along with all other systems. But to simply assume that affirmative action itself is guilty in this case undercuts efforts to find the truth. Fundamentally, this is a story about a reporter who betrayed a trust. We should not let biased assumptions cloud our efforts to get the larger story right.
The comments of Joe Davidson, a journalist who lives here in Washington.